Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
The finals finally beginning. And legacies on the line. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott filling in for Greeny today. What is up, 57?
Hey, what's up, man? I tell you what, when I hear this Beyonce music, it reminds me of Warren Sapp kind of doing the Beyonce dance in the end zone, man. It reminds me of you, Baby Boodle. Can you give us a couple twerk twerks?
First of all, I suffer from no butt at all. And secondly, I couldn't twerk if you paid me double. Not if you tried. It would not be pretty. The whole front would be shaking.
I tell you what, I'm live from my mama's basement. And it sounds like I was like some of these crazy people do, but I'm not a crazy person in my mama's basement. I just like my mama's basement.
Pictures of Bart everywhere behind him. That's for sure in mama's basement. I can see him right now.
I had to remind my kids that I am not the only child.
It is Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and of course on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. And right now it is time to begin with Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, as the NBA Finals get going tonight. And Chris Paul is obviously at the forefront of everybody's mind when it comes to his legacy and what all of this is going to mean, Bart. So what is your initial impression when you know that Chris Paul is getting his first shot at the finals and he's facing a Bucks team that right now looks like it's going to be hamstrung in the beginning, with Giannis listed as doubtful for tonight and doesn't sound like he's back anytime soon?
Well, this is his best shot, right? We for years, the narrative has been Chris Paul hasn't been able to answer the bell. And we thought that COVID maybe would, you know, hinder his legacy, because if you know, the Clippers could have got some wins in those first two games where he wasn't there, it would have been okay. Not now, it's not an injury, it's not a hamstring. It's COVID, and he we don't know how he contracted COVID, but he's in a protocol, and his best chance to win is now over because LeBron and Steph Curry and all the guys that we say are just a little bit greater than Chris Paul, right? It's levels to greatness, right? It's different degrees, and it's different halls and different levels in the Hall of Fame, right? You know, and Chris Paul right now, I think, is trying to level up to like a bona fide Hall of Famer, right? Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but he's trying to be up there with the big boys, with the Lou Alcindors, with like some of the best big little men that won. Like, he's trying to pass Allen Iverson. He's trying to pass like Karl Malone. He's trying to pass, you know, Charles Barkley. To do that, he has to get something that none of those guys had, and that's a title.
I tell you what, though, if he gets one, I mean, you talk about everything setting up the right way for him. No AD against the Lakers in the first round. Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Jamal Murray.
Yeah, no Jamal Murray. Then no Kawhi last round, and now potentially no Giannis this round. Now, first of all, here's Paul on making this first appearance and the opportunity that lies ahead.
It's different. Obviously, I haven't practiced here, not at the practice facility, but it's still basketball. I think we all locked in to, you know, the goal at hand. And I think for us, it's balance and whatever it is. You know, you always got to remember this is a kid's game that we play. You know what I mean? So this is a blessing and an opportunity to play this game. So there's balance. You know, I think our team knows when to lock in and when we got to enjoy the moment and enjoy ourselves.
I don't know what it is that won't let me look at this the same way in the moment. And I'm sure down the line, I will be able to. He shouldn't have to apologize for who he faced in getting here, but yet somehow, Bart, I'm having trouble letting go of that. I'm having trouble letting go that this road is a whole lot smoother than most everybody else's usually is.
You know what? It was a battle of attrition, right? And for years, he's the guy who hasn't been able to answer the bell. So he's saying, hey, what about the Golden State championship? What about, what about Steph having to go? Nobody says, hey, well, Steph didn't have to go against Kyrie. He didn't have to go against Kevin Love 1 year. Like, yo, Draymond got suspended. Nobody ever, you know, talks about LeBron titles with other people he didn't have to face. Or nobody ever talks about who Steph Curry didn't have to face. And a lot of times it was Chris Paul, right? So it's no need to apologize, but right now because we're prisoners of the moment. I mean, because the big thing was like, oh, well, if LeBron doesn't get – I mean, if LeBron doesn't get two to the gonads, right, then, from Draymond, or Draymond doesn't swift kick somebody, and then Draymond's there, and then the Cavs never come back. I think at the end of the day, like, we would forget about that because we're being prisoners of the moment. But this is a crazy thing, right? He's a Hall of Famer regardless. But if he can't finish the deal, oh, man, then the narrative changes.
Boy, it does.
He can't win the big show. And what does that say about Devin Booker? And then on the other side, what does that say for Giannis getting one early? Because we kept saying Giannis can't get past he can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Finally, he gets past there. Yeah, but he didn't have to face Kyrie. He faced the 3/4 of a James Harden. So it's a narrative that's going to be portrayed on both sides. But I tell you what, both superstars rather say, okay, yeah, we didn't have to face anybody, but we got the title. You don't want to say, man, you didn't have to face anybody, man, and you still can get it done. Like, what kind of leader, what type of star are you? Like,
then you're really going to get hammered.
Absolutely.
The case is there to be made that more damage can be done to Chris Paul's legacy here than can actually be helped. Like, if he gets it, it's almost at this point like it's expected. And now if he doesn't, and he does it, without Giannis, let's just say for half the series, boy, that is going to be a tough, tough pill to swallow for Chris Paul, I'm sure. And he's not going to hear the end of it unless he actually got one in the next couple of years. But the road is not something that is the Suns right here are even paying any attention to.
Yeah, we're going to call this the others, right? I mean, listen, they got home court advantage. They have all their superstars intact. You talk about the big three, right? And the big three is, of course, Aiden, Booker, and Chris Paul. And they have all these, great role players, Crowders of the world. But on the other side, I think without Giannis, I think the Bucks play a prettier brand of basketball.
But is it better?
I think so, because it forces Drew Holiday. Wow. It forces Drew Holiday to do something that he's not accustomed to doing on a routine basis, and that's be aggressive. And we know what he can do on it. The matchup I want to see is Devin Booker, and I want to see Drew Holiday, because that's why they brought him in. Or I want to see if PJ Tucker's going to be able to stay and beat up. Is he going to be able to beat up Devin Booker with that damaged bridge on his nose, like he was able to get into Kevin Durant's head be physical?
But you and I are in lockstep that during the postseason, we have not been as in love with what we've seen from Giannis. But I can't – I mean, are you saying their chances of winning a championship are better without him?
No, what I'm saying is they can steal a couple of games just because he's not playing. They can steal a couple of games. They can steal game one. They can steal game two, right? They can steal one because these guys haven't really gone against each other a lot. So they don't know what to expect. Like, you're playing a team that you don't know who's their guys, because what happens is when Giannis is there, he's so ball dominant that he eats up the basketball. He takes up a lot of time, and Brook Lopez is just sitting out there as a 7-footer shooting threes. We saw what Brook Lopez can be when he just hangs around the bench at that height and that size. And it's going to be a battle to see if Aiden can keep up with the old crafty, nifty vet, or does he get in foul trouble if they go through – Brook Lopez, and Brook Lopez gets him out there, and they bring Sarge in, and Sarge's going to be barbecue chicken because he's way too small, way too small for Brook Lopez.
I'll tell you what, if Lopez can play in the low post like he did last series, I mean, it'll be a tougher matchup, but if he can, that is going to go a long way for the Milwaukee Bucks. It's Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They're going to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So this is the hot topic with Chris Paul and his legacy. Is it ironclad without a championship ring? We're going to ask our expert next. It's Greeny, Chris Carlin, and Bart Scott filling in on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Whether on your radio, on your phone, or your smart speaker,
Now playing ESPN Radio.
I just don't know if you can keep broken promises to Raider fans, no matter how silly you might think the owner is. At some point, you have to produce and get wins.
Wake up with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Tomorrow starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch them on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Even without Giannis, it should be a very good matchup. Suns are favored, at plus minus 180 on William Hill Caesars. Right now, it is Monica McNutt, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us. It's Chris Carlin. Bart Scott in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. And Monica joins us via the Goodyear Hotline. She is part of the coverage on the pre and post game for the NBA Finals on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins on ESPN Radio at 8 p.m. tonight. You've also caught her all week so far on KJZ. Monica, it's Chris and Bart. What's going on? How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I am fantastic. Ready for game one. Indeed. How are you guys?
Oh, she is jacked up on Mountain Dew. I love the energy. You know we doing well. You tell me, Monica, like, am I crazy by thinking that maybe the Bucks play a better brand of basketball without Giannis because Brooke Lopez goes to his natural position? Because I don't think this is such an unfair fight as most people are trying to portray it to be.
First of all, Bart, to keep it a buck, I don't think it's an unfair – I mean, I don't think it's a lopsided fight even if Giannis is on the floor. I'm kind of baffled that people seem to think that it would be. And no, you're not wrong in that thought process. It is a cleaner, more traditional style of ball that they play without Giannis. But I would not go as far to say that this team is better without Giannis. And as long as you're not going there, then we're good.
Yeah, I'm not going full Tropic Thunder. I'm not going all the way there. I'm just saying, like, when you look at the matchups, right, we assume, okay, that, you know, Giannis is part of their big three. But I think we forget that Brooke Lopez could get a young player in DeAndre Ayton in trouble because he's so skilled, being able to shoot over the right and left shoulder. Also, he can stretch out and take Ayton away from the basket because he still has developed that stretch five where he can shoot the three. And now Drew Holiday is more aggressive. I mean, I think the matchups are favorable, you know, and it's just about what others, you know, is able to step up because Devin Booker and P.J. Tucker is going to be a scrap. And if he can get physical with him like Beverly did and the refs allow him to play, you know, he can. We've seen him struggle a bit.
Yeah, and you know, so there's a lot that you just kind of dropped off in there that I'm super excited about. I have maintained that an X-factor matchup to me is DeAndre Ayton versus Brooke Lopez. While the backcourt garners most of the attention, whether you talk Booker, Holiday, CP3, Middleton, those guys, if you kind of watch the cadence of the Clippers series, whenever DeAndre Ayton needed to respond, he did that in spades, whether it was to the changes that Ty Lue made in terms of the matchups with Zubox or Morris or whatever. But DeAndre Ayton has played terrific ball throughout this playoff series. So I'm excited to see the chess match between he and Lopez. But in general, you know, I'm giving the Phoenix Suns an edge in this series. I think that they have a little bit more depth. They've shown that they're willing to defend a little bit more consistently. Does this Bucks squad look different without Giannis on the floor? Undoubtedly so, and it's really interesting listening to the sound that both Holiday and Middleton gave. One, Holiday is a little bit more trepidatious, if I may say, about the absence of Giannis in terms of thinking like a point guard and what that means. Where Holiday, a shooter's going to shoot. So he was kind of like, listen, the ball's got to move and we got to score. And that is true as well. But I just think the Suns have a slight edge to me in terms of in-game adjustments and game-to-game adjustments between Chris Paul and Monty Williams in my mind.
ESPN NBA analyst Monica McNutt joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. Chris Garland, Bart Scott in for Greeny. Monica, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because we've got Ayton, we've got Paul, we've got Booker. You've got a guy like Jay Crowder. Are the Suns just so much more balanced than maybe people give them credit for as a team overall?
I think so. I think that's fair to say. But, you know, when you get to this point of the season, the last two teams standing, one of them is not bad, right? Like, we've got two very good teams. And I'm looking at the point totals in front of me from over the course of this playoff run. They've got one, two, three, four, five, six guys averaging in double figures. And Cam Johnson is sitting at eight, right? And we know about the two terrific games he had to close out the Western Conference Finals. And so, to me, not only are they balanced, now I will say, I think that balance for them is accentuated when they can get up and down the floor. If the Bucks slow this game down and make them play half-court ball, while I continue to maintain that at any level of basketball, sitting down in your half-court set, eating up the shot clock is a tough day's work at the office. In particular, this Sun squad, when they can get up and down the floor, them baskets are coming easy for Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder. That's when they're starting to spot up from three in transition. That's when Cameron Payne is sliding Dyson through the lane. Booker's looks become easier, and Chris Paul is able to really be that quarterback, if I may use that term. So I think this squad is very balanced, and that's just talking about the offensive side of the ball, Chris. Like, when I think of them defensively, yeah, Jay Crowder sort of gives you that grit and grind, willing to take on the best player, but Mikal Bridges is emerging as a very solid defender. I'm not going to say Book is at Kobe level in terms of the praise that our colleague Stephen A. Smith gave him on the defensive side of the ball, but I don't think Book has been that defensive liability as people thought he would be. I think he's making improvements on that side of the ball. And, of course, Ayton anchoring things in the middle. So, to me, top to bottom, there's more depth and versatility with the Phoenix Sun squad.
So we know where you're placing your money at, you know. So we can have a friendly wager of $5 or some Skittles or something like that. Because I don't know. Okay. I'm just kind of feeling it. But I'm going to throw that L word on you that everybody loves to throw out there. Legacy, right? And we talk about legacy. Like, who is this more important for? Is it more important for Giannis and his legacy if he's able to pull a Willis Reed? Or is it more important for Chris Paul's legacy? And what, on the flip side, does it mean for somebody's legacy that loses to a compromised squad?
Not a Willis Reed, though, Bart. Not a Willis Reed. Before I answer this, I do think, and you know, you're a nice-sized dude. You understand power and all that stuff. I'm very concerned about this injury for Giannis, because even if he comes back at less than 100%, because of his skill set, I don't know what I'm getting, because he needs that leg to push power and to get into the paint and overpower guys. Yeah. So less than 100% is not like, you know, he's the super versatile shooter.
Keep it real. You know what I mean? Keep it real. Lack thereof skill set.
Yeah, like, if he can't do his thing, then, like, and that's on both sides of the ball, right? So that's a big deal in terms of injury. In terms of legacy, I think this one means more to Chris Paul right now, just off straight up father time. Like, how many more opportunities is Chris Paul going to get in this position? We see it took him 16 seasons to get here in the first place, right? Yeah. Giannis, to me, is only, what, 27 or something crazy, 26, something like that? So he's got time. So I'm definitely going with Chris Paul in terms of this one, meaning more. And then I don't know if Chris Paul will have such a charmed opportunity, if I may. Now, listen, I'm not the one. Don't start with me with that asterisk because of injuries conversation. The Phoenix Suns handled business every time they ran up on a team, whether they had their best players available or not. But I don't know if they get a pathway quite like the one they had this year, even if this unit stays together and decides to run it back, should they not get it done this time around, or even if they get it done this time around.
All right, but Monica, how does that let's just argue, for God forbid, okay, for his sake, that they actually lose this series and Giannis doesn't play a whole lot in it, does it do more damage to Chris Paul at that point?
I think it's going to hurt, Chris. I definitely think it's going to hurt. But the only way in my mind that that happens is Middleton or Holiday goes out of their mind, in which case Holiday finally would get the mainstream due that his peers in the NBA seem to believe he's deserved of every single year. And then Middleton becomes, yeah, I was the first guy to get this crazy TV money. Now you see why. So for as much as it would be detrimental, I think, to Chris Paul overall, it would mean that some fantastic things happen on the other side. And I kind of think that those narratives might snuff out the I don't know if they would snuff out, but they might be dueling in terms of whether or not Chris Paul got it done.
Monica McNutt, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. You know, the other thing that I've heard a lot about over the last week, Monica, is the whole idea that Middleton might be closer to the level of Giannis as a player, that he's not gotten enough credit. And it's this to me is it's overplaying Chris Middleton a little bit, because he has done a very good job. But is the they're not going to win the series without him. But where do you rank that kind of 1-2 between the two of them on that team? Is it closer than maybe we think it is?
I don't necessarily love the 1-2, Chris, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Because I have considered Middleton the closer, right? And then we've been bouncing around this quote the first 2 days of the week on the show. Chris Middleton was compared to the heart and Giannis is compared to the soul.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I guess I'll buy into that one in terms of Giannis's energy and the identity of this team is a guy that moves around him. But the actual thing that pumps the lifeblood in the big time moments is Chris Middleton. When you think of the third quarters that he had in the Eastern Conference Finals series and his ability to hit big shots down the stretch. I do think that Chris Middleton, the problem here when you get into the nuance of this one is I think there's two different, very different skill sets at play. Giannis is excellent at one thing. And everything else is kind of, okay, you know, we'll deal with it because he's so excellent and there's nothing you can do with that power when he comes at you downhill. When you think of Chris Middleton's game, I think this year he's really shown off how well-rounded his game is. I don't know that Chris could be a guy to build around just yet. And so for me, there's still a gap between that 1 and 2. But I have no problem saying that he's this team's closer. And more times than not, in the waning minutes of a game, I think the ball is in his hand because I trust him to make the right pass or the right scoring play.
Thank Monica, you. Awesome stuff. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the finals. You got all the coverage pre and post game. Looking forward to hearing you.
Thanks, fellas.
You everywhere, Monica. You omnipresent. Are you in my house?
Listen, no, I'm at Seaport right now. But let's talk about that wager offline. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hammer time.
ESPN NBA analyst Monica McNutt joining us via the Goodyear Hotline. Bart, it's time for a word from our friends at ZipRecruiter. If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, their matching technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott filling in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And Bart, you know, as we flip to some baseball for a few moments, the biggest story in the game right now is not just Shohei Ohtani. That's number one. But number two is obviously what has transpired with the New York Yankees and the fact that they got just beaten up over the weekend. They were able to salvage one against the Mets, but it has turned into an abject nightmare, which has so many suggestions out there as to what they're going to do moving forward. Let's take a listen to Buster Olney this week on what their particular options are.
It's easy for, you know, knuckleheads like me to sit here and say, well, they don't have a chance. According to FanGraphs, they have a 6% chance of making the postseason, and it makes sense that they would be sellers. Here's the thing. When you look at their roster and what would potentially be available, there's not a lot there to market in season.
So let's talk about that for a second. You know, they're not going to potentially trade Aaron Judge in the middle of the season. It would seem to make more sense that if you're going to make a move like that with 1 year left on his contract, that you would wait until the offseason.
Yeah, we saw that with Mookie Betts, right?
Right. So what about, though, what else they have to offer? Because you've got Gary Sanchez, who's been up and down. You've got Gleyber Torres, who has been absolutely lost at times this season. Aroldis Chapman has a full no trade, and at this point, who's taking him? I mean, there may not be a ton for them to work with other than guys who were, you know, affordable, like Luke Voit, but those are guys you might want to keep.
Yeah, I mean, and what do they have in their farm system? Their farm system outside of Floreal, like, what do they really have? And he's often injured, too. So it's like, what do they have to offer? So to me, you do one or two things. You double down. Like, all you could do is double down and then hope that you can get some of the things that you gave up by maybe trading Judge in the offseason. But you got to go for it, right? You got to go for it this year. Hope that these guys can play to the back of their baseball card and hope that they can pick things up and, you know, they can get hot. Right? We've always had questions about them, but they didn't look so flawed in previous years, right? They've always had a little losing streak, and we start, you know, panicking here, especially here in New York. But then they always find a way. You look up there at 100 wins or 103 wins. The problem is the rest of their division has gotten a lot better as well, so they're not going to fall back to them. They're going to keep extending this lead, and they're going to have to figure out a way, you know, to try and figure out how to get some help.
So here's the real problem. Think about this road trip coming up. Before the break, you go to Seattle, who's in front of you right now in the wild card. You go to Houston, Ufa. And then after the break, 8 of your first 10 are against the Red Sox, and then the Rays have a series right after that. I mean, it is not going to be pretty, but I get the sense that the Yankees are going to know whether or not they can actually afford to add by the 25th of July, a week in front of the deadline, and I just don't – I can't throw more money at the problem and expect – you talk about doubling down. Like, that's expecting to be able to fix it by just throwing money at it. And when you have designed this team as you have, can you really justify that if you're Brian Cashman going to your boss and say, I need more to try to fix this?
I mean, you have to have an extensive plan. You got to say, have more, get more back, because we're going to let Aaron Judge go. I just can't see them moving on for Gleyber because of his age and his potential. I can see you moving away from Judge because you essentially have Stanton that you can force to play in left field, or, you know, you can force to play out there, you know, or replace him. But that's the problem too. They're stuck with that massive contract from Stanton that they just won't be able to move, and you know that he's going to opt in. He's never opting out of that contract. And, you know, he can be that A-Rod type of deal where you regret it at the end of it, but you didn't even get what you wanted. You didn't get the 2009 championship. So what do you do? Right? So, like, the only piece that they have is Sanchez and Judge, right? That's the only thing they have to dangle to be able to get a haul. And we talked about, you know, out there, we talked about the Padres, right? The Padres is a team that would be a natural destination because they still have the prospects, and they're a team that's good, but they may have a team in front of them that's great, and they need a great player to kind of give them some balance, give them some power in their lineup. As we talked about last week, you know, Machado hasn't lived up as far as the bat. The defense is always there. He's always going to be a gold glover. You know, you think how elite he is there, but he hasn't really been that alpha male, that leader, that superstar, as he's been passed by Tatis. You know, you bring a guy out there like Aaron Judge out there, man, that lineup is crazy. You're going to see good pitches.
When you're a team playing poorly and you're in the locker room like this in any sport and you know what the potentials are, it's a little different in the NFL, obviously, because the trade deadline is not nearly as active, but you're fearful of your job. Let's put it that way. What's going through your mind at a point like this when your team's playing so poorly and then you're going to start hearing the whispers about whether or not you're going to be around here much longer?
Oh, we know what the consequences are, man. We if you're a guy there that especially is like a high-priced guy, you're losing, then you can't validate the reason that you're getting paid that type of money. You know what I mean? Because they're paying you this type of money for results. So, like, it may be somebody else that's really been a bigger disappointment, guy like Gleyber Torres. It doesn't cost a lot of money. But when you're young and you're affordable, like, they're more tolerant of you. Like, Judge at 30 almost going into his free agent year is going to be a problem. Because you're saying, am I going to give him $400 million? Now, the good thing is, like most athletes, when it's time to get paid, you find a way to, you know, stay on the field, unlike when you usually do when you know, you know, you got time on your side, you're like, you know what, I'm good. Like, I'm take a day, right? But you see him battling through maybe more than what he would normally battle through because he knows what the narrative is on him. You know, he's not available all the time. So he's available, but the team isn't winning. And it's going to fall squarely on his shoulders because he's the biggest star there.
My problem, too, there is I don't know how you call a team meeting and air some grievances, and then a day later you're out of the lineup.
Yeah, that's
how does that work exactly?
That's Wacky D. Come on, guys, we got to get it together.
You go Wacky D, I go Fugazi. I mean,
I'm a little tired. You know?
Yeah, we had an emotional meeting. Like, I don't even know if he asked out, but he's got to get his way back in at that point. This is Progressive's MLB snapshot, and then there's Chapman. Chapman, oh, it is painful to watch right now, and I can't believe we're actually talking about this. But Aroldis Chapman, you listen to Aaron Boone. I don't know that we're going to see him in the ninth inning.
I'll consider a number of things. You know, Green, Lowe, Chapman, you know, those would be conversations that we have, you know, but we may not have that option Tuesday with, you know, if Greeny and Lowe are, you know, could be down. So we'll have those conversations and try and do what's best for the team and for those individuals.
Allow me to translate. No shot you're seeing Chapman.
Out there like Wild Thing, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, without the spider tacky or yeah. What we're thinking, maybe he just doesn't have the control. We know he has the power.
He doesn't have the eliminator or the terminator.
Yeah. On the tennis slot.
He can't find it right now, that's for sure. Greeny, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. On the way, we are getting closer to training camps. Wow. The NFL is right around the corner, and you know what the biggest question in Green Bay is. We hear from Aaron Rodgers. In moments, you will get a chance to hear it. Right after, we tell you about our friends from Straight Talk Wireless. With the Straight Talk, we have all been there before. You got some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Unlimited Ultimate Plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. No compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com for details. Hear from Aaron Rodgers next. It is Greeny, Chris Garland, Bart Scott in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Aaron Rodgers speaking up. Getting ready for the match later on today. Chris Garland, Bart Scott in for Greeny. I'm sorry?
Oh, he's going. He's going in. They're gonna figure it out.
No. He's playing golf.
Oh, the other man. Okay,
he's playing golf.
Okay.
He's paired up with Bryson DeChambeau against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. Basically, he's doing the complete opposite of going in and seeing the Packers and getting this deal done. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Here is Aaron Rodgers yesterday in a Zoom call type press conference discussing his offseason and what it has been about, and see if you can catch some subtle shade in there, too.
Sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the smartest person. Sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the person who has all the facts on their side or the truth on their side. This offseason, I've spent a lot of time working on myself. I think for a long time, mental health has been only an okay topic to broach if you're talking about dealing with bouts of depression, but there's not a lot of conversation around just the idea of having a very positive mental health state. I've just been really trying to think about what puts me in the best frame of mind.
Listen, I admire what he's saying about mental health, but you know, Bart, when he says things like that, does playing for the Packers put him in the best frame of mind? Does what actually sets him up for a return here? And I have to give you credit, because you said this probably 2 months ago when all this first came up. Watch him work out a deal with the Packers where it's this year, take a run at it, and that's it. And then they let him go maybe take a shot somewhere else like Tom Brady got.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that's the fairest deal. Like, listen, you know I don't want to be here, but, you know, it's like that year you have to put in before you get divorced, right? You got to put in a year, separate, to make sure that you're both sure. Like, hey, man, just give me the opportunity. I'll come in here, and I'll give you a chance to get the young rook, or can't call him a rook anymore, Love, ready. But I'll give you time to be able to work on your plan, but I want a clean break. I don't want to listen. I want a clean break. I don't want to have to split nothing. I'm out. I want to be able to go wherever I want to go, and I want wherever team that I go to not to have to give up the entire roster for me, because you're going to get money back, and it's going to be your responsibility. Jordan Love going into his third year to be able to start to, you know, be who you believed that he was going to be when you moved up to get him. So let me go. So I believe that's the direction that they're always going to go, or Aaron Rodgers wanted to go. I think he understood that he can't just walk away in the middle of coming off a 13-3 year. We had an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, and you were right there, and you got an opportunity to run it back. But I think this Green Bay team is going to look totally different next year. And if they let Aaron Rodgers go, I think it's important that they throw so much money at Devontae Adams that they lock him in. Once Aaron Rodgers says he's here for a year, you give him as much money as he needs for him to believe that Aaron's never going to leave.
I'm a little bit concerned that they don't have more of a resolution to this situation with training camp coming up. I always know that that's where the rubber hits the road. You know, he's going to get into, whether he shows up or not, it's going to be a story either way. And if he doesn't show up, it's going to turn into a mess for the Packers. I don't think the money's really going to bother him all that much, and with the fines that you can't just get back anymore. But I think if you're Aaron Rodgers at this point, that's probably your best course of action. You know, you may not get exactly what you want right away. The Packers may take another shot at it for this season, but they better feel pretty good about their chances to try to win one this year if they're going to do that and then let him walk for nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy, because they have some other issues they have to address, right? Devontae Adams is the huge elephant in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you have a young quarterback that's going to be your future and not have his Stephon Diggs, not have his guy, go-to guy? How can you do that? They'll be in a world of trouble when you think about, you know, what they have within that division. With Justin Fields coming there, who knows what Goff can be. But you go from having arguably the top five quarterback or top four quarterback in the league to not maybe having a top four quarterback in your division. You know, that's huge. And you have to change all your expectations.
Well, Kirk Cousins is in the division.
it's like the average scribe. You know what I mean? You got Goff, you got Cousins, and then you have Fields, right? And
yeah, they actually still may have the best one.
Right. Nick Foles may be five. Like Love may be five behind Nick
and
Foles.
And Nick Foles probably going to get cut. Well, but listen, I look at it, and if I'm the Packers, I would much rather – if this is coming to an end either way, I can't let this guy walk away for nothing. I better be locked in on my chance to win a Super Bowl.
But that's why you have to say, okay, give me one more year and hope that you can go at it. You be aggressive. You go out and make trades. You do whatever you can do because you know you're going to get that salary cap money off the books next year because it's a natural route for it anyway. So then you're reloading. You're restarting over like everybody else did, but you gave it. You know, this has been a three-year window that they've come out a little bit short.
NBA Finals start tonight. The schedule has been a bit of a problem. Chris Paul addresses the critics next, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can get more from Greeny live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News. And don't miss Greeny on Get Up every morning at 8 Eastern on ESPN. Greeny, the podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.